In the studio right now, I am pleased to be joined by, now it's officially official, the endorsed Republican candidate for the Utica Common Council race, Tim Julian. How are you, Tim?
Very good. Council President race.
Council President. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Not to correct you right off.
What did I say? Councilman?
Council. Yeah.
The President. It's the President, though.
The President of the Common Council. Correct.
If you want to go have that. You're not. This isn't an unfamiliar position for you. You're a Common Council President.
I was Common Council President for 6 months back in 2000 from January 1st when I was sworn in initially until midnight July 3rd.
What happened?
We invoked a little known provision of the charter that the council president becomes mayor, but certainly, so I was there for 6 months and, a bit green at the time, I would, suppose, but I think we've gotten past that green bit of us. And, so here we go again. Try this again.
So it's been a while that, everybody in the media, it was all in the reports that Tim Julian, yes, he will be running for council president, but you never made anything official until yesterday afternoon, right.
Certainly had made up my mind and affirmed in my mind and talking to my children about this this going on. But, of course, with media, a lot of things are timing, and we had to wait for the royal wedding to be over. And then
we had the royal wedding.
We took out Obama.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, Bin Laden.
Bam, you
Obama
did
Obama took out.
Everybody does that. Everybody says Obama when they're talking about Bin Laden.
Yeah,
and it's just like one of those slips.
It's just a slip. But, that happened. So, they certainly had to get past that and let the media quiet down a little bit. So, and, of course, it just came to a point where it's time to get it done.
Yeah. So what's the process now? What do you
process now? We go to the petition process. We got a couple other endorsements out there hanging in the wind right now, and hopefully we'll be successful on obtaining those from a couple other political parties, and we move forward and we move with the campaign.
You looking at a primary?
I don't know at this point in time.
Yeah, it doesn't. I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anybody, kind of looking into it. So I think, it's going to be you.
Never say never.
Never say never.
And,
that's
and
true.
I've never not had a primary. So I'll say that I think that if I do, I do. You'll run your race and you move forward from there.
Now, people have got to be saying, what are you, crazy jumping back into city politics?
Well, I sometimes say that to myself when I think about it. But what's interesting is, as mayor, and people will ask me, say, well, why don't you just go for the mayor's job? Why this job? And quite simply, my kids are 10 and 11 years old.
Yeah.
And I prefer to be around them and hang around them and spend time with them right now while they still think dad is semi-cool.
semi-cool.
Give me that opportunity to do the important things. And that's raise my children. And this position allows me the opportunity to do that. I spent the last 3.5 years growing and working with my family to grow the family business. We've done that successfully, and we're doing quite well. But that requires a lot of my time also. And
yeah.
The last thing this city needs right now is another part-time mayor. You need a full-time, hands-on mayor, and that's something that I think is very, very necessary right now. And I don't believe I'm in or at this point in time in the position to do that.
And because people have been. Had to been asking why Common Council President, why not the mayor's seat?
Well, yeah, and
that would be a logical question.
And they
question.
Have, and you know, it just comes down to the timing. At this point in time, it's just not there for me, and I have to have the desire to do it and the will to do it, and this is something I have the desire and the will to do right now. Something where I can, from the council president's seat, work on things that are going to be important to this city and focus in on them. As the mayor, and I say this under obviously firsthand experience, you walk into that office in the morning and you work on everything throughout the day from, filling potholes to felling people's trees to figuring out how you're going to fill a budget deficit to, figuring out what's, perhaps going to a fire scene, perhaps going to a shooting scene, perhaps any number of things that could range from one side of the spectrum to the other. So with this, what this will allow me to do is to really work on certain things that are necessary for the city to work on and do it from and have the bully pulpit of the council president's seat to move some agendas forward and try to get some things done, not only for the city of Utica, but for this entire area.
You look good, too, by the way, Tim.
Well, thanks.
You look like you lost some weight.
I probably lost a few pounds. Yeah?
You getting ready for the Boilermaker? You running?
Running the Boilermaker. This will actually be my 20th in a row.
Better man than I am. I couldn't do it.
You know, they had the Hall of Fame run the other day, which was a great event down at the Running Hall of Fame, and it goes down the Canal Trail, and there's a half marathon, which I did not run.
Mm.
So before I get accused of things. I mean, but they do have a 5K in that also that I did run with my 11-year-old son, and the plan was for he and I to run out, and I was going to leave him at the halfway mark so he could pace himself back.
Yeah.
Well, the halfway mark, he was about 300 yards ahead of me. And I spent the next about half mile or so catching him and running him down. Yeah, this is
getting old.
The old man's still got some tricks though, and caught him and you know got him and brought him
you
in.
You pushed
him
down, didn't you?
I trapped him. I gave him a Zola Bud for those of us from the LA Olympics. But yeah, we so I was real proud of him. You know, he did a great job, and he finished in, came in second in his age group. So. Good for him.
Yeah. Bravo to him. A lot of people want to know what you've been doing since you left office.
Well, I've been taking care of, again, the family business. The thing that was always an advantage for me was that I was involved in a family-owned, family-operated business here in the city of Utica. And just been doing that. Just been laying low and essentially trying to live life like everybody else does around here.
Hi, Talk to Town. Who's this?
Mark, it's Steve from Yorkville. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, we're on the scene at the medicine shop with all the troopers and stuff. I'm sure you already know.
Where's that?
At the medicine shop in Yorkville on the boulevard.
What's going on in the medicine shop?
Well, there was a break-in at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, really?
Hey, I live right around the corner. They busted the window wide open, and everybody's still on the scene. You know, Yorkville, the troopers, the sheriffs, and I'm here. And unfortunately, because I'm a businessman, the guys are doing their jobs.
Right.
It's just a really bad coincidence right now. I live around the corner. You know, I work out. I got sweats on. They think that I did it. It's going to be cleared up in 10 minutes.
They think you robbed the medicine shop?
Yes. You can come up here right now, bro. Come up here right now. You and Bobby and everybody, come up here right now. We're right in front of the medicine shop. Bring somebody up here.
Let's see if I can send somebody out there.
They think I robbed the medicine shop. It's going to be cleared up in 10 minutes. It's a coincidence. You know, I got the same shit on that a 25-year-old would have. I'm only 40. We're going to rock out.
So, Tim, what's up? I love my callers. They're either surly or not.
Well, that's all right. All right, as long as they're calling. That's the whole thing.
So what do you want to focus on in the race? What's your big focus that's going to be your number one platform that you're going to be on?
Well, you know, I don't think there's any one in particular focus that we need to look at. I think we need to look at a lot of things and look at the city of Utica with really a multifaceted approach like we have in the past, like we did for the 7.5 years that I was in the mayor's office. You have to work on, first off, most important is jobs, work, economy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a national, that's a local. That is this area. You have to grow jobs in this area. And we were successful doing that from the mayor's office. In the city of Utica, we did a great job in getting business back into the city of Utica, growing the tax base, and moving the city forward. And that's the big thing. People want to work. They want to have a job.
Yeah.
They want to make a living. And it's extremely important that we continue to do that. So we need to look at that, and that keeps our taxes low for everybody when you bring more tax and business in. Over the 7.5 years I was in office, we were able to raise the assessed valuation in the city of Utica by over $13 million. And if you think that that's not a big number, realize that the present administration has lost $20 million in just the last year.
Hmm.
So these are things that are extremely important and we need to keep an eye on. The other thing is the budget process. One thing I was able to do also was get the city back into investment grade bond rating status, and that's huge because it affects your ability to borrow money, affects the ability of what you pay on the money that you do borrow when you borrow it, and everything from road work to the larger items that you have to purchase. You know, bond issues go generally anywhere from $2 to $5 to $6 million depending on what you have on your plate for that particular year. So the bond rating is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's great concerns with that, especially when you hear about a budget that was voted put forward by the mayor and voted on by the council president and then you know affirmed by the entire council that has a $36,000 contingency fund for a 66
or
$60+ million budget.
I mean, that's a big concern.
That's scary because really, truly, you know, you have an issue like you had with the flooding recently up in South Utica and in North Utica as well. And that can quickly eradicate that.
Well, it was already pretty much gone. They gave most of it to the police department for training. They $20,000 right off the bat. And it was, I thought it was weird that, and it was very striking that nobody knew the fund balance was that low. Well, like when they said, you know, the Chief Williams is there and he was asking for some money for some additional training. And they said, okay, we'll give you $20,000. And then somebody says, whoa, well, that only leaves us $18,000 in the contingency. And you see everybody, it was just, for the first time in the caucus room at the Common Council, it was silent. Everybody just looked and go, "Whoa, that's a bad. It's not good."
You know, certainly, you know that's an issue. That's a major issue because that's a budget that is very precariously perched. And you know, big concerns are, especially with Mr. Raffaro, you know, not running for office. Maybe he's going to run for office.
Right.
Who knows? But you know, it's going to be a year that perhaps people take advantage of the fact that there may be no one really truly minding the store. And I think that's something that has to be looked at. And, you know, kept very close track. I mean, $18,000 is not a huge margin. You know, one slip and fall lawsuit, any number of things like this could cause a, one additional employee could eradicate that money tomorrow. And then we're in a very bad position.
Now, your opponents could be either, it looks like there is going to be a primary between Bill Morehouse, who's the current president, and Jim Zeka, who's the current, councilman, for the second ward. How do you feel about your chances against either one of those guys?
Look, I mean, I obviously feel that I can win this. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be in it. You know, they have records to run on. I have a record to run on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they will take great pains to produce my record as they saw it, and I will equally produce their record as I saw it, and see what the general public thinks. Did a better job. I think the general public did a better job for them.
Now, do you think there should be changes to the role of the Common Council President?
Yeah, I do. I think there should be a change in that. I think the council right now is too big.
It's
too cumbersome.
It is. It's huge.
I think people are looking for smaller government. The best way you can show that you want smaller government is by reducing the size of your elected officials.
Yeah.
The stipends that are given to the council members, is not an unsubstantial amount.
Yeah.
In a city that... you know, the average salary is around $23,000 a year for a part-time council member, some of whom don't really, get involved a lot, to earn $14,000 plus benefits is certainly a large number. And I think that, the least we can do is move that down. I would be an advocate of perhaps five council members or even four council members and the council president being a voting member as well. I think that's done other places. I think we need to look at how it's done and the ways that it's done. But I definitely think that's something worth exploring is the number. And when I say explore, I don't mean the usual explore in political speak. We're going to look at it.
We'll look at it for
19 months. I think we should look at it and try to get it on the ballot, something on the ballot for November.
Well,
the census lines are redrawn.
I was just going to say they're going to redraw the census lines for the district. So
I think that's something that could certainly be looked at. As an opportunity, and I think that the council president should be a voting member, and I think the other thing a council president should do is hold a little bit better of the decorum together in the council chambers themselves. I think that's something that is seriously lacking. I faced that back in '99 when I got in place, and we did. We quickly changed the tone and tenor of the meeting because the political agenda was not to go out and basically berate anyone. The political tenor was how do we move the city forward. And, as a lifelong Utican, I will say this, that I was always concerned about the way Utica was perceived by outsiders, by people from either, whether it's from Schuyler or from Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I want people to think that, we have things going on here, that we are moving the city forward and we're trying to do it. And look, I'm not going to say that it's we constantly have to hold hands and sing kumbaya. But at the same time, our disagreements should be held in check to where we can disagree amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
And then, when we're broadcasting to the world, let's show that we have a better side of this and that, someone won, someone lost, and we moved on from there. I think the one thing we have lacked greatly over the last 3.5 years is some real dialogue about how things are going and how the city's operating and how the city's place is being positioned throughout the rest of the region.
So your summer's pretty much shot.
Yeah, well, yeah. judging by the weather so far, I think everyone's summer's pretty well shot. I can't believe this.
First Saranac Thursday this week, just by the way, just to let everybody know. If you didn't know, First Saranac Thursday this week starts at 5:30, goes till 8, and my good friends and one of my favorite local bands, Crazy Fools, will be playing.
Great band.
And, you know, it's media pouring day, so I might be down there pouring some beer.
Yeah, pouring. Are you going to have
one for you, two for me. The bad thing is, Tim, is that now it's like...
You're a known commodity.
Yeah, I don't know if I could get out there and party like I used to on Saranac Thursday because I got to be up at like the butt crack of dawn. And I certainly can't be exhausted from my night before coming in here because I'll probably...
What's the nice thing about Saranac? It starts bright and early.
It does. I'll be in bed by 9 o'clock and I'll be happy if the boy cooperates because he's been going to bed pretty late this week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta shut that down right now.
Oh, man. I tell you, he's fresh, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hunter, it's time for bed. No, Daddy. So, whoa.
Yep.
And then
yep.
he goes running to his mother, and then his mother tells him no, and then he goes running to the cat, and then he comes back to me.
That darn cat.
That darn cat. That's what I say. I say it's the kitty's fault. He's making you go to sleep. So it's going to be an interesting race. And what's your opinion on the mayor's decision to run or not run? Is he going to run? What's your gut? What's your Utica political gut tell you?
It's a bit Mario Cuomo-esque of the late 80s.
Yeah.
Am I going to run for president? Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Depends, you know what. I don't know. I think that it's making a bit of a sideshow of the system.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, the system's there in place. Either you know you're going to run or you're not going to run. And you're either going to commit to it or you're not going to commit to it. And if you don't know by now, then you're never going to know.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a perfect position as the mayor to run again. And, you decided you weren't going to. I think it would create some animosity, obviously, through some people within his own party.
Right.
I think people on the other side of the aisle really don't care. It's... I guess it's interesting fodder for the media, but I don't think it goes much further past that as far as in the interest. I think that there needs to be some interest generated in this.
Well, you know, I think it's and it's funny because it's all played out in the media, and we heard the rumors. Every reporter got the calls the day of the Democratic Committee selection process, the night down the Polish home. So we all showed up thinking that David Ferriero is going to get the endorsement. He's jumping back in. And, we thought we were sitting there at the Polish community home,
mm-hmm.
having at the bar waiting. I can't remember. Yeah. I can't think of a good Polish drink. And we were talking.
Some Zubiak.
Yeah, so there you go. So Zambuca, is that Polish? I don't know.
I don't think so.
But next step. Chris said, yeah, sure. But, we're all sitting there, and we're just kind of BSing and talking, and it's not out of the realm of possibility for Dave to jump back in this race.
No, not at all.
Because, okay. I mean, Walsy, it's the community has said they want me back, and they support me, and they want me to finish the job. And he gets back in, owns a couple things that he did in the administration that some people criticized him about, and get back in the mayor's office. And the rumors were, and when he showed up to the meeting, he was only there for about 5-10 minutes, but right. We all were like, well, here it is. He's here, right. But then he just right. kind of left. And I guess
at this point I have to point to you in the media and say, when he says something like, people in the community have been really trying to draft me back in, is to point to him and say, who?
Well, I tell you, I've got, whenever he's on, we always get calls saying, Dave, I wish you would run.
Okay. Okay, great. But I'm saying, I had a former council person who I consider a good friend still. He used to stand on the council floor and say, I've been getting a lot of calls. and finally one night I said, well, how many?
Yeah.
How many calls?
Four,
a
five.
Lot.
A lot. Yeah.
And I say, well, how many is a lot? And they'd say, nine. And I'd say, nine out of
yeah.
10,000 or so constituents that you have, and you consider that a lot. Look, the thing that's bad about it right now is that it's taking focus off the running of the city. And you always lose focus somewhat on the running of the city throughout the course of an election process.
It's got to be distracting.
Because you're all over the place, and at the same mm-hmm. time, you're trying to do the city's business. And I think the important thing right now is that you maintain focus on the city's business no matter what first and foremost, and then secondarily run for office. I think something that's interesting right now is and look, one of the planks of my platform is going to be to look at, from the council president's seat, true consolidation for this area, in this whole region. And that doesn't necessarily mean taking it from the city of Utica, trying to jam it down Oneida County's right. throat and say, here, you guys do it, we'll pay you to do it. Doesn't necessarily mean that. But there needs to be some open dialogue between all the communities that are within the metropolitan service area of the city of Utica and say, hey, how can we do things better? How can we streamline things? One of the things that right now is driving me absolutely crazy, and I would be jumping up and down about had I to be in office, is the fact that the village of Yorkville is looking at dissolving their police department and just handing it over or handing over that patrol area to Oneida County Sheriff's Department. Yet, truly and in fact, if you look at the eastern boundary of Yorkville, it shares far more in common with the city of Utica. Have we had a conversation or a dialogue? And I would say the answer is a resounding from the people I've talked to, no.
Oh, so you've talked to some people about this.
I've talked to some people about this, too. And there has not been a conversation
talking going on
with the city of Utica. And the village of Yorkville, which should be paramount right now in saying, you know, how do we look at an opportunity here? And perhaps it's not the city of Utica takes over the entire Yorkville service area. Perhaps the city of Utica takes over part, then the county sheriff takes over part. But, you know, the sheriff should look at the, and I'm sure he has, and he should make these figures public, the amount of time it would take him to respond a car. Well, to the east side of York.
And I think that's what we really got to wait for is to see the sheriff's numbers and facts. But I also know a little birdie told me, if I may borrow from Raul Palmieri or Mayor Raffaro, whoever said it, that the Yorkville
says it.
A little birdie told me, hey, chickadee. I have been told that the Utica police officials have been in touch with Yorkville.
Good.
And we'll be sending some representatives over to speak with them, maybe at the next town meeting, or before the next town meeting, which is early next month. Mm-hmm. But I know that's been talked about, and I know they are sending some people over there to join the discussion.
But you also, not just the police department should be involved, but there should be an active involvement from city Utica officials as mm-hmm. well, not just police officials, but also elected officials as well, to put this and move this forward.
Yeah, I think it's,
years ago when we were looking at, I used to have meetings with the town supervisors from all the towns around us. We used to have a breakfast meeting up at the Ramada Inn up on, by Niagara Mohawk there, which is, you know, 840 is now plowing in front of it.
Yeah.
We'd have breakfast meetings and sit and talk about opportunities for consolidation at that particular time. And really what's too bad is the last 3.5 years or so with the, you know, the economy sinking to the lowest levels it has in years. It was kind of the perfect storm to get something like that done, with New Hartford having its major financial issues.
Yeah.
You know, good for Pat Tuszynski. He's made the important decisions and tough decisions, really, to kind of bring that back into check. So good for him. Just shows you it can be done, even as insurmountable as it seems.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be an interesting political season. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
This means I keep my job, Tim. If we keep getting guys like you, I get to keep my job. So I say,
well, wait a minute.
Why
can't I have your job? You run.
Yeah, no, thank you. What's it, $1 million? Hi, Talk Town. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gail Barone calling from Rome Memorial Hospital.
Hi, Gail. Just hold on 1 second for me, all right? Just got to take a quick break. And that leads me to my transition of,
ooh,
we're going to take a break, get the news on, and Gail Barone from the Rome Memorial Hospital, she's the director of education, she's going to be joining us. There's a stop smoking seminar coming up, and I have to take it. Listen, I'm done with it.
What are you, pack a day smoker?
About that, yeah.
So that's about 70 bucks a week?
Yeah, it's terrible.
So that's about $3,500 a year?
We sound like Miranda.
Car.
Thank you. Thank you.
Car,
thank you, Tim.
Basically.
Thank you. Why don't you just come home with me and sit there and just yell at me?
I'll tell you what.
The whole night.
That's a tough habit. I know it's a tough
habit.
Worst
mistake I've ever made.
I've had a lot of people. My dad, and I got to give him a lot of credit, my dad was at one time, and I'll be very, very brief about this, was a 7-pack-a-day smoker. He was one match. You know, let's face it, one match. When you smoke 7 packs a day, it's one.
Yeah, my dad smoked about 3 to 4 packs.
Those
Trenton hundreds.
These are the Salems.
Yeah.
It was great. You always knew what to get him for hot Christmas and holidays. There you go, Dad. Here's a carton. One day, he had a bad report from his doctor in the late 70s and came home. He said, I'm done.
Good for him.
And you know what? He never looked back. And you know, through the weight gains, through all the other stuff along the way, and didn't rely on the gum, didn't rely on the hypnosis, didn't rely on all these other things
I've tried it all.
And he says, you just got to want to quit.
On that note.
That's on that note.
Thank you, Tim Julian.
Just say no.
Just say no. Any you, you got any websites up yet or anything
no,
like that?
No, nothing like that up
No,
yet.
No fancy like stuff?
No fancy stuff yet. You know, we're, you know, the message is going to be to the people. We're certainly going to have up you know, web presence, but nothing yet. So,
Tim Julian officially announced it, and it's been a long time coming for the official announcement because, you know, like I texted the other day, I'm getting sick of saying the presumed candidate. So now it's, you're the official Republican-endorsed candidate for the Utica Common Council president race. He'll be taking on Bill Morehouse, the current Common Council president, and current Common Councilman Jim Zecca. So, Tim, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And listen, this is your first stop, right, on your media tour?
This is on the media
bright
tour.
Yeah. Bright and early in the morning?
The listening tour, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I like the listening tour.
The listening tour. The talking tour, one or the other. All right,
Tim,
thank you.
Thanks, buddy. And,